Nebraska Real Estate Headlines. Nebraska Agent Commission Rates, What the Latest Data Shows. Calibri Real Estate breaks down average real estate commission rates and city-by-city commission breakdowns for Nebraska. Understanding local commission structures helps Nebraska agents benchmark their earnings and stay competitive in their markets. Review the full commission breakdown by city at http://careeub/blog/real-estate-agent-commission-in-nebraska/. Nebraska Real Estate Headlines, Nebraska Taxes Online, new digital tool for property tax payments. Nebraska property owners can now search and pay property taxes through a dedicated online portal. Real estate professionals in NE can streamline client transactions and due diligence by accessing property tax records and payments digitally. Bookmark nebraskataxesonline.us/ for quick property tax lookups during closings and listings. Nebraska Real Estate Headlines. Omaha commission rates hold at 5.84%. What NE agents should know. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.84% is the average real estate commission rate in Nebraska, with guidance on how Omaha Real Estate Commission works and how clients can save on realtor fees. NE agents can benchmark their own commission structures against this verified local average and position their value proposition in a competitive market. Review the full Omaha commission breakdown and saving strategies at the source link. Nebraska Real Estate Headlines, NE commission rates edge above national average per 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Nebraska is 5.84%, which exceeds the national average of 5.70%. For NE real estate professionals, this data point offers context for positioning services and discussing commission structures with clients in a competitive market. Review the full Nebraska commission breakdown at the source URL to benchmark your own rates. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies: title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what?